possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently with offline maps and on-trail navigation. Download the free app today.
We're going to talk a little bit about the Browns here, but we got to celebrate a series win. It's been so long since the Guardians have got one of these. Guardians picking up the walk-off winner. Kyle Manzardo driving in the game-winning run in the bottom of the 10th inning. And how did we get there? Well, we went to the bottom of the 9th with a 3-2 lead. Nolan Jones went deep. I'm going to tell you, Nolan Jones had a home run for the first time since, I believe, the Reagan administration here in Cleveland, and the Guardians got the series win. We're at the point where it doesn't move the needle yet. Thank God they just won the damn series.
It was good. And now, because they've played in such a quick amount of time, they got, you know, two wins in a row. Let's start to stack some W's. Manzardo, third walk-off hit of the season.
What? Really?
Yeah.
I don't know why that sounds like a lot.
It is a lot. It is a lot. Most people don't have three in a season. And I mean, it's kind of impressive, the fact that he's been able to deliver that. Now, again, these get inflated now that we have what's called Calvin Ball in the 10th inning. But yeah, three in a season is awesome.
What I like about that is the first two swings by Kyle Manzardo.
Didn't look good.
I mean, I would say, okay, the first one was like, well, okay, it's the first pitch. It's a nice throw. It's a nice guess by Griffin Jacks.
He missed the second pitch by 4 feet.
The second, it was the same pitch.
And he missed it by 4 feet.
I was getting ready to just curse Kyle Manzardo. And again, I'm the man.
What a raised pitcher that was. What an idiot. He threw him a fastball right down the plate.
It was Griffin Jacks, yeah.
What an idiot.
He forgot he wasn't in Minnesota anymore.
That's just so dumb.
And he's like, well.
An 0-2 count. That's what you went with?
This is just what the Twins do, Twins relievers do with the Cleveland Guardians. So he just forgot he was in Tampa now. He's got like a 5 ERA since going to Tampa as well. You hate to see it. No, this is just where we are back. We're resetting the typewriter with the Guardians of like, just win. I don't care how it happens. And how it happens, by the way, today and yesterday matter on some level, because you got a good, not great appearance from Ciccone.
Yeah.
Your bullpen gave you, four shutout innings, and you got just enough hitting.
Well, even Ciccone, though, he settled down. I think he retired the last 11 batters before then being pulled. Like, he settled down, he got into a nice groove, and then they were able to just kind of claw their way back into it. Like, if you look at the win probability chart on this game, I mean, it's in the 8th inning, Tampa Bay is in the 90th percentile in order to close that game out.
This is the game, by the way. I was just looking over the box score. This is because I was reminded about Will Wilson, who had a 3-hit game today. This is the game.
Your guy, Will Wilson. Your cousin, Will Wilson.
I would say my potentially illegitimate son, Will Wilson.
Mm.
Only if he hits three games, though, so I can get some of that MLB cash. Now, this is the game, though, that we're going to be looking at in a week and being like, why is Will Wilson still here? Why is Nolan Jones here? Well, brought to you courtesy of this win. When those guys are getting playing
enough
time.
This is enough to keep them going?
Yes, it is. It is that idea of, I mean, I think the Guardians with a lot of young hitters or even Nolan Jones and Will Wilson are like, we just got to get a taste. And once you get a taste with the Guardians, because the rest of the offense is just so mid or worse than mid. You get a little taste, and it really just subsides you for so much longer than if you were in like a legitimate MLB offense.
Both players having the rare higher on base percentage than slugging percentage, which is just a really hard feat to pull off.
And you know what I like most about this win today?
What's that?
No Hosey in the lineup. So no Hosey in the lineup. Rocchio's your two hitter, which let's not even get started on his ninth inning. His bottom of the 10th inning approach, and the lack of a. Oh my gosh, what was it? Not a bunt. The fact they didn't move anybody over. That's what I'm trying to say. But good job, Adamanzo. Good job. Yeah,
it's fun. I like that they won two games in a row. I think your first statement is the right statement, though. Like, it doesn't move the needle necessarily. But it's better than them just crashing out and then us just watching them limp to the end.
Yeah, but I think like this goes to this just gives me just that little taste of hope. And now you've got the Mariners next. The Josh Naylor homecoming, of course, is no one's going to be calling it. Nah, seriously, he played here. We love him. Sort of. We liked him, you know, when he hit home runs and when he wasn't swinging out of his shoes. But
when he was 30 pounds lighter.
So I actually think that's where we are today. Like, okay, when's the buyback? When are you all of a sudden going to believe that the Guardians? Because there's time, and you're four games back in the wild card. When's the buyback?
I mean, this is what happens with this team. Again, they can go on these stretches. We watched them lose 10 in a row, and now we watch them lose 9 out of their 10, but then we watch them bounce back every single time. This team, it's incredible how this works. I can't remember a team that has rode the highs and the lows as often as this Guardians baseball team has.
I'm going to decipher what you said. Two more series wins. Get two more series wins, maybe a sweep.
I'm not. There's not like you wanted an honest answer from me. I'll watch these games because I watch every game. You watch every game. That's part of the job. We'll talk about them. But hey, well, at any point, I find myself saying, I think they're going to sneak into the postseason.
What if they get to a wild card spot?
No, I don't think they're going to. Like, I would be shocked if you're able to move me to a spot where I say, yes, the wild card is not only in play, it's something that I'm banking on them achieving.
All right. 2 weeks from now,
yeah,
they're the last wild card spot, and the Yankees are a half game off.
It takes a lot of work to get there. If they end up getting there, it just takes too much work to get there. I don't think they're a very good team.
But will you believe in it if they actually get into a wild card spot? But
you know how baseball works. If you get into the playoffs, anything can happen.
Well, no. I'm not talking about the end game. I'm talking about in the next 10 games, if they find themselves within earshot of a wild card spot or in a wild card spot.
So if they go like 8-2 over the next 10, is what you're saying?
And they have, with 20 games to go, they're right there.
What are you trying to get out of me is what I'm trying to figure out.
I think the point of like, when do you get back into them? Because I do think like if they're in a wild card spot at any point in the next 15 games,
it's going to be incredibly hard to get them in that wild card spot.
I think that should be the approach because that's how we should all think. But I think what happens if we have the opposite where now it's a 10-game winning streak?
Me and you are here Monday through Friday regardless. What do you mean? We'll talk about it. We'll have fun with it.
No. I just think it's interesting that like I
watch every one of these games regardless if they're good or bad anyway.
No, I don't think it's about watching. I think it's about the plausible idea of I think there are some people because of what you said, which is the up and down nature of the season and the
team. Extreme high and low consistently.
Even if
with
you
team.
Get to a wild card spot within the next 12 games, because there's 20 games after.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress,
to visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes, and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app, and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Epic views, waterfall mists, summit sunsets. It's all better outside. And with All Trails, you can discover the best of nature with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today and find your next adventure.
There's going to be the Randy Quaid of, they're not going to keep this.
Well, I mean, what you would think would happen, but their highs, though, when they rode that high, the most recent stretch where they really were playing their best baseball, that was a month-long stretch, Nick. Like, that wasn't just a two-week flash in the pan. That was a month-long where they were they had the best record in the American League in that stretch. They were a top-five offense in that stretch while also being a top-10 starting pitching staff in that stretch. That was a whole 30-day sample size of baseball. So they can do it for an extended period. That's why I've told you the entire time, if they punch their ticket in, that's a dangerous roster just from that standpoint, that they all can get to a spot that is elevated. It's just we've seen them when they're at their lowest, and when they're at their lowest, it's a lot of... It's a lot of Will Wilson and Nolan Jones not doing what they did today.
So it felt like a cross-examination, not what I was trying to do.
I didn't know what you were trying to get me to say.
What I'm interested in is, because I, here today, I'm like, I'll believe that they're going to be a wild card team when it's the end of the season in their wild card spot. I know myself, and I know my fanboy tendencies with the Guardians to a point that I'm going to ride the roller coaster emotionally. And today, I'm slightly more happy than I was yesterday in a series sweep of the Mariners, and I might be saying we're going to win the damn World Series. Whereas I think you're more
bipolar.
I don't. Yes. I'm not trusting this. I'll trust it at the end of the season.
I'm right now the gif of that Popeyes worker on the bench sitting outside the restaurant with like just your head down and just on a 12-hour shift. That's me right now. The Guardians have exhausted me at many points of this season.
I think you've got a really good point about the source of the Guardians' problems this year that I want to get to real quick.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, walk us through the idea of overachieving Guardians players
this
year.
Well, it's just trying to figure out, like, so ultimately, I'm trying to find out the answers to why this season went the way that it did, right? Mm-hmm. I'm trying to find out why exactly are they're in the spot that they're in, and every time it seems like they've made a stride forward, they take, like, three steps backwards. And ultimately, if you look at this roster and you go up and down, I'm trying to figure out in any given season when you have everything go right, what happened last year, for instance. You had a lot of players that were overachieving in many ways. You had a lot of players that were not only just living up to their potential, they were surpassing that. The bullpen, I can name like six guys from last year mm-hmm. that were playing outside of what the expectations going into the season were. And so if I were to ask you right now how many Guardians players have overachieved this year, I think you get two players.
Mm-hmm.
I think you can make an argument for J-Ram, which is insane because J-Ram's expectations are always through the roof, but he's been that good. I think you can make an argument for Manzardo. Manzardo has overachieved relative to the expectations that I think the majority of people across baseball had for him this year. He's been incredible. He's been a godsend of sorts, okay? And then I kind of run out of players. Can you make an argument for Gavin Williams? There's so much potential there. There's so much talent there. I think he's done good enough that maybe you can put him in the met expectations category. Maybe there's a guy in the bullpen or something we're missing in this conversation. But ultimately, it feels like to me there's two, maybe three players that fall in that bucket. Even Stephen Kwan is not having, by all Stephen Kwan metrics, a particularly good year.
All right. So they're uninspiring, though, which I think is the problem. Logan Allen. It's been better than I expected this season.
Yeah? Okay.
Like now, granted, his last start was, awful. But yeah, I think Slade
Ciccone did over.
Absolutely, Slade Ciccone.
I think Ortiz before the gambling thing would have been in this bucket.
I definitely agreed. I'm going to give you one that I think is going to be a little bit hotly debated potentially, Gabe Arias. Gabe Arias has been your best middle infielder. I think there were people ready to DFA him before the regular season.
Mm-hmm.
He's gotten a little bit of pop, not a lot of pop, but a little bit of pop. Well, I think he's got, doesn't have a 700 OPS, but he is knocking on the door of that. And I think he's been, pleasant surprise.
630 OPS.
Okay, so knocking on the door.
He's knocking. I don't know he's anyone's answering it.
He's definitely knocking on some door.
No one's letting him in the
but
door.
But I think Gabe Arias. Yeah.
I mean,
I said it was uninspiring.
Yeah, you were right about that.
Did he overachieve?
.222 batting average, .279 on base percentage, .362 slugging percentage.
Give me the ribbies.
Yeah.
Give me the doubles.
I mean, it's just, I'm sorry. It's just not. Well, you know what? But I think in any given season, I think you need a lot of people to overachieve or to at least hit an expectation that you didn't see coming. And I think the Guardians' problem this year is that even in discussing this in a 26-man roster, we're coming up with just a handful of guys at best.
I mean, 9 homers. 45 ribbies, 20 doubles. You left out the 20 doubles.
Yeah.
216-474-0092. How many Guardians players have overachieved this season? A good series win. Got to start stacking them. Actually, no, you got to start sweeping, and you got to get right back into this thing because you're still a moonshot away from being where you need to be. And Danny Cannell's going to join us. He says 8-9 wins for the Cleveland Browns. We'll get into Ohio State, Texas as well in 5 minutes right here on 92.3 The Fan.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
No matter why your clients give, a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360 makes charitable giving simple and efficient. They can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and their assets can potentially grow tax-free as they recommend when and where to give. DAF Giving 360 has over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.